Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, Lang Lang, Mendelssohn, and yes, the requisite oboe music time. Let's begin with an interesting piece, Purcell's Blow Up the Trumpet in Zion. Now, many variations of this exist, but the source text remains the same, and that is from Joel chapter 2, verse 1. The work was actually intended for the Anglican Church and designed for special occasions. The trumpet was to announce the significant events of the time or the presence of God. Well, let's hear a great performance. This is the choir of the King's Consort.
Thank you.
The choir of the king's consort and Purcell's blow up the trumpet in Zion. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to move along to the magistry of Lang Lang. He was born on the 14th of June back in 1982, is a Chinese pianist who has performed with major orchestras around the world, pretty well every one of them. He started performance since the early 1990s and was the first Chinese pianist to be engaged by the Berlin Philharmonic, the Vienna Philharmonic, and pretty well all of the top American orchestras. And in the year 2000, a Chicago Tribune music critic called him, and I quote, "the biggest, most exciting young keyboard talent I've encountered in many a year of attending piano recitals." Now, very interesting, a little backstory. He was inspired, actually, so the story goes, by the Tom and Jerry episode called The Cat Concerto, which featured Franz Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2. Apparently, this motivated a 2-year-old Lang Lang to learn the piano. And he started lessons with Zhu Yefen at the age of 3, and by the age of 5, he was playing his first public recital. So here he is with the original inspiration, Lang Lang and Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2. Thank you. Playful and yet very powerful. That was Lang Lang and Liszt Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And why not a little Tempest? Felix Mendelssohn's The Hebrides is a concert overture which he composed back in 1830 and revised a couple years later. It was published the year after that and is his Opus 26. Now, it does have a few names, so bear with me. It's also known as De Hebriden, The Hebrides Overture, Fingal's Cave, The Ocean in Fingal's Cave, The Overture to the Isle of Fingal, and The Overture to the Lonely Isle. Well, I invite you to pick a title of your choice and let the music tell the story. Here is the Scottish National Orchestra with Sir Alexander Gibson.
Thank you.
I just love the ending. The tempest subsided and a beautiful flute ended it. That was the Scottish National Orchestra with Sir Alexander Gibson and Mendelssohn, the Hebrides Overture. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. We're going to move along to a classic in the bassoon repertoire. I'm speaking of Mozart's Bassoon Concerto in B-flat major. Now, this is probably the most performed and studied piece in the entire bassoon repertory. Pretty well every professional bassoonist has to perform the piece at some stage in their career, and it is probably one of the most commonly requested pieces during those dreaded orchestral auditions. Now, although the autograph score is lost, the exact date of its composition was known. It was the 4th of June back in 1774. Sounds like a lucky number to me. Mozart, he wrote for the bassoon, but he wrote the concerto when he was only 18 years old. And incidentally, it was his first concerto for a wind instrument. Now, needless to say, there were many to follow. Today, a great performance by Stepan Tarnovsky, joined by the Vienna Mozart Academy. This is the opening to Mozart's Bassoon Concerto.
Thank you.
Some very fancy tonguing and key work there. That was bassoonist Stepan Ternofsky, joined by the members of the Vienna Mozart Academy, and fittingly the opening to Mozart's bassoon concerto. And why not? Let's stick with the double reeds. It is oboe music time. And today a disc I discovered many years back. It features the oboe, flute, and guitar. The disc is called Clear Out of Touch with Time. Like I am many a day, but these people are not. Here is David Bender, Gary Kessler, and Anton Kushkin, and some beautiful music by Bach.
Thank you.
David Bender, Gary Kessler, and Anton Kushkin, and some beautiful music by Bach, the Trio Sonata in G. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And now, a quote-unquote lost tape by Diana Krall and Vince Benedetti. Now, before Diana Krall became a household name, she made this CD with a band of Swiss musicians led by the trombonist Vince Benedetti. She was working as a solo piano player and singer in a lounge in Zurich, and Benedetti was working as a part-time taxi driver, not quite unknown occupation for a lot of musicians who were in between gigs. Now, the two met when Diana actually hailed Vince's cab, and as a result of their conversation, he went to hear her play at the hotel. And eventually she agreed to do a short tour with them back in 1989 with Vince's quartet. They did not have a piano player, and so Diana Krall joined the team, and they wrote some beautiful music during that time. But unfortunately, the disc was not immediately released, but these lost tapes were not forgotten. They're beautiful, and from it, here is My Love.
I can't get away.
I'm glad they're not lost tapes anymore. That was the voice of Diana Krall, joined by Vince Benedetti and My Love. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do believe I can sneak in one more selection. This is music put together by Mickey Hart. Planet Drum, the Voice of Hart's book of the same name, represents a lot of, it's kind of a musical atlas of the world beat scene. Hart and Company enjoyed all the sonic territory, and this came out from his album At the Edge. It is a long and passionate journey and excellent music along the way. And he writes of it, "It had long been a dream of mine to bring together great drummers from around the world to make a recording based entirely on percussion." Well, back in 1991, that dream became a reality. To all the dreamers out there, from the 1991 Landmark recording, here is Evening Samba. Mickey Hart and Evening Samba. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time.